It's time to meet Doc's dum-dum of the day.
Thank you, Chris. Today's dum-dum comes from Seabrook, New Hampshire.
Okay.
Don't you hate those people who talk on their phone in public?
Yes.
The ones who carry on conversations oblivious to their surroundings or how rude they're being to those within earshot?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to love the poetic justice of this one.
Uh-oh.
Saturday was a big day for 38-year-old Megan Levitt. One could even say life-changing.
Oh?
We won't know for sure until later today after her arraignment. This went down Saturday in Seabrook. Police got a call around 11 in the morning about a possible explosive device inside Walmart.
Oh, geez.
Then someone called to report a man in the store had a gun. Neither was true.
Oh.
But cops didn't know that until after they had evacuated Walmart and neighboring stores.
Jeez.
And they called in the bomb squad, who did a sweep for any explosive devices, but came up empty-handed. They also did not find a guy with a gun.
Okay.
So what's up with that? Ask Megan. The cops did. They picked her up around 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Best Western Hotel. But how did they know? How did they figure out Megan was the one who called in both threats?
Yeah.
Because she's a dum-dum.
Oh.
First, let's cover the why. Her boyfriend had called her from a store across from Walmart. He was hiding in a changing room inside Dick's Sporting Goods, about to be arrested for shoplifting.
Ah.
So Megan made the calls to distract the cops from the real crime.
Sure.
Now the how, which circles back to the phone calls in public that I mentioned at the beginning.
Yeah?
Megan was turned in by the Uber driver whose car she was in when she made those bogus threats. On speakerphone. The driver heard everything and called the cops on her. She's in so much trouble for such a stupid reason.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Megan, maybe next time try texting. Dear Lord, you are Doc's Dum-Dum of the Day.